Good morning, everybody. This is Mice, and I'm gonna do this accent challenge that was posted on the bulletin. It looks like a lot of fun, and this stuff actually really interests me. So I'm excited to maybe I'll get some responses about how people pronounce things differently or some objective insight into the way that I pronounce things. So I'm going to use the one that was posted on the bulletin, which is the Tumblr accent challenge. And so here we go. So my name is Mice Play Tonight, and I'm from the west coast of the United States. And then it says to pronounce the following words: ant, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, jiff, tumbler, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope, gpoy. I don't know what that is. Gpoy. That's the first one I didn't recognize. I'm going through that list. It made me feel like a very like white suburbanite. there were already like a couple of them as I was saying them that I felt like I sounded like very yuppie. Okay, let's move on. What is it called? Excuse me. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That's called TPing. You TP someone's house. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? A soda. What do you call gym shoes? I would just call them gym shoes, I guess. I mean, or tennis shoes or tennies. If I'm wearing them to the gym, they're called gym shoes. But if it's like the same kind of shoe any other place, I would call them tennis shoes or tennies. What do you call your grandparents? Grandma and grandpa. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That's the cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote or a remote control, I guess, but I guess I just call it a remote. Oh, 10. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Oh no, I was not prepared for this. I don't have a book handy. Let me look at my nightstand for the books that I have surely neglected here. This is a book from the other side of the bed. I have never read this before. It's Leviathan Wakes by James Corey. I'm just going to read a little bit because this is not my book and I have no idea what it's about to say. Sounds like you've thought about it since... I'm going to start over. Sounds like you've thought about it some since then, Lopez said, his pinprick pupils never moving from Holden's face. Therapy? Lots of time to think on Canterbury, Holden replied. Lopez ignored the obvious opening and said, what did you come up with during all that thinking? The Coalition has been stepping on the necks of the people out here for over 100 years now. I didn't like being the boot. An OPA sympathizer then, Lopez said, his expression not changing at all. No, I didn't switch sides. I stopped playing. I didn't renounce my citizenship. I like Montana. I'm out here because I like flying, and only a belted rust trap like the Canterbury will hire me. Lopez smiled for the first time. You're an exceedingly honest man, Mr. Holden. Fun. That's just a little blurb for you. The next question says, do you think you have an accent? People have told me that I do, even people who, well, actually, people say, this is what I've heard, that where I live, that we have kind of the most, like, uncolloquial accent in the US, that we're, you know, we don't do like a southern twang, and we don't have like the Brooklyn thing. We have kind of the most, the least colloquially biased, there's a word for it in like newscasting. That's what I've been told. But then also, even within my region, people who, for the most part, speak like I do have told me that I sometimes get kind of a Minnesotan thing. And sometimes I ask quite like end sentences with a question mark, like it's a question. And I definitely get kind of a Valley Girl thing going on from time to time. So, I would say I have an accent. In fact, going back through those words at the beginning of this post, there's one word that was included in there that it's so funny that it was brought up because I is one of my only complaints about the way that I speak. It comes out, it drives me crazy is I can't help it and I say both instead of like BOTH, like both of you. If I think about it, I'll say both, which is how it should be pronounced, but if I'm not thinking, I say both, like with an L in there. And it sounds like so, like, it sounds Russian or something. So, I try to correct that, but it just keeps going. And then the last question here says end the audio post by saying any three words you want. The only one that comes to the top of my head that wasn't included up above was crayon. I know this one has, it's a huge source of some discussions with friends that people say like crane or crayon. And a couple of friends recently genuinely didn't believe me that I say crayon. They thought I was like faking it. And I don't know. So I guess crayon is not a natural way to say it in my region, but FYI, looked it up and it's the official pronunciation on the Crayola website. But Crayola would say that because there's cray right in there. So I don't know. I say crayon. I guess orange wasn't on there. I think it's funny that some people say it like orange. I say orange. And no, I can't think of a third one. But you'll notice I have many ums and likes, which I know isn't an accent, but that's, I guess that's the Valley Girl aspect. That's the end here. Oh, there's the Ellen's accent challenge here. Oh, this is for doing like different, like actually trying an accent. This seems a little bit offensive. I don't know if I would feel comfortable. I mean, like in my own home, I've definitely done a lot of these accents for sure, but I don't know if I feel comfortable doing that, like on a recording and putting it into the world of the internet. So I'm gonna go ahead and cut off the Ellen accent one. But I hope this has been just illuminating and maybe a little bit entertaining. Okay, have a good day. Bye bye.